Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
Just read the damn commercial, grandma.
Well, that's all you had to say. You ain't gotta be pushing them like that there. I know that y'all want to shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, because it's the best way to support this show. So the next time you gonna buy something, you listen to Grandma Clump and you buy it through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You heard what I say? And I'm not reading this message at gunpoint. Y'all got to help me. Help me. Damn it.
Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody, to another Fat Guy Radio Show. Listen, I'm going to give you a disclosure statement now. This is our Halloween non-spectacular spectacular show, and this is going to be filled with lots of visual effects. If you have never downloaded or watched the video replay of our show, pause this audio portion now and go to vimeo.com/fatguyradioshow. This show is going to be very, very visual. Do you agree, Dite?
I agree.
All right. So, Dite, you and I now have to get out of the studio because there are people here to replace us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to show them how to get a little bit of bed music for these introductions. But let's see how that would go. I don't really know. This is great, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah. This is amazing.
I mean, it's
Radio 101.
It's flawless, is what it is.
Are you trying to play your playlist again?
No. Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna do the intros and then they'll come in. Sitting in for Philippius, our executive producer, is the world's cleanest garage mechanic, Felipe. Welcome, Felipe, to the show. Hello, Felipe.
Hola, hola.
The cleanest garage mechanic ever.
¿Cómo estás?
And sitting in for Dite, our associate producer, all the way from World Abaca, is Chewbacca. Chewbacca, welcome to the show. And sitting in for me, Corey Blaze, is the one everybody knows and loves. She's here. I'm going to get out of the way and let her take the microphone. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, and I turn the show over to her, please welcome. Why are y'all laughing? Off the Twitter, off the Facebook Live, it's Martha Moo, what it do? Off the Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mama Clump. Oh, this is so fabulous. Just so fabulous. I'm so happy to be here. This is just wonderful. Just wonderful. Oh, look at that. There's a mechanic guy over there. Hi, Mr. Mechanic Guy.
Hola.
You
hola.
Look so wonderful. Just wonderful. And Chewbacca, how are you? This is going to be the greatest opening where you get to say the fewest words. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I interrupted you. Oh, really? You know, I thought she shouldn't have worn that yesterday either, but she showed up and she wore that anyway. I know, right? I know, right? This is the stupidest show where all the hosts show up in costume and it's radio.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Oh, this is just so fabulous. Just so absolutely fabulous. Chewie, did you want to read what's going on the Facebook? Just read it in your natural voice.
What?
Oh, really? He's there.
Jim, I'm model.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chewy. I appreciate that. This is just so fabulous. We are here at the Fat Guy Radio Show Halloween Non-Spectacular Spectacular. This is just fabulous, just wonderful, just fabulous, fabulous. Oh, my baby. Sherman. Oh, yeah, Chewy, I didn't know you could say Sherman. Do it again. Say Sherman. That's beautiful, Chewy. That's just beautiful. Now, Chewy, can you do me a favor? Do my impersonation as Mom. Do Mama Clump as Chewy. Do it. Come on. Mr. Mechanic Man, thank you so much for helping me tow my car here. This is amazing. Yes, Doug Engle off the Facebook. Chewy, will you read what Doug Engle said off the Facebook, please? Yes, that is right. Chewy says, Doug Engle says, that is Iraq. No, Iraq, Doug, you just so silly, Doug. Iraq is a country. It's not something that's on this show. It's the country. I'm just so happy. Mr. Mechanic Man, I'm really, really happy that you played my mama's commercial. I never really heard that before.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I know. I love how you have a character voice too to match your character.
Very beautiful.
This is so silly. All right, let's start the real show because I can't keep this voice up very much longer because y'all making me laugh. And these boobs are really, really really hungry. Now, before Corey left, he asked me to try one thing. I'm going to try his playlist. Oh, crap, that didn't work either.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
I wear a Batman shirt is because Halloween's coming up, and I always want to remind myself of the first time I went trick-or-treating, which I was Batman. Sounds exciting, but I was also 5 years old, and I was peaking at 83 pounds. I was fat, Santa. And that's why I can relate a little to Rudolph, because I remember those kids like, what are you going to be? Like, Batman. Oh, you mean Fat Man? And I was like, I'll show them what Batman is. And all these other kids were trying to outdo me. Like, I'm going to be a pirate. I got a patch and I'm going to be a pirate. So I'm going to be Batman.
Fat Man.
So I bought my Batman outfit, all excited to show my powers. And so when I try to put the outfit on, you don't realize those outfits are not made for 5-year-olds that are 85, 87 pounds. So I'm trying to get, my mother's trying to get the outfit on for like 20 minutes. She's like, geez, I'm crying on my own. Am I gonna look like Batman? And I finally got the outfit on and it was so tight because my fat was stretching it out that the ears only came up to the back of my head. Do I look like Batman?
Yeah, you look just like Batman.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Michael! Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide and heard by the best Fatnatics. Yeah! All over the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor. For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook Live. Just like Jim Amato said, oh, wait, I'm sorry, Doug Engle quoted, Mama, time for a little facial waxing. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, I'm sure they're going to be proud about this, is brought to you by Amazon. And ladies and gentlemen, I am a walking Amazon ad. Every part of my costume was purchased through Amazon. From the wig to the glasses to the makeup to the fingernail polish. Okay, maybe not the fingernail polish, and the makeup, I forgot. To the muumuu, all of it, all purchased on Amazon. Pieced it together, came together, and believe it or not, this whole costume from start to finish changed back on a $30 bill.
Nice.
It just works. At Amazon, folks, the deals are amazing, and everything showed up at my house in less than 2 days. It's phenomenal. When I tell you about Amazon, now I'm showing you about Amazon. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and also don't forget, sign up for Prime. I'm going to get to it later in the show, but I'm so glad I'm a Prime Video member.
Okay.
So glad I'm a Prime Video. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And Corey is the Amazonian in more than one way. Said by our buddy Jim Amato.
Jim Amato.
FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And welcome to our Halloween non-spectacular spectacular show.
Yes.
I know, right? We are the only radio show that is an audio format that comes in costume. And I would like to go ahead and thank Richard, Marla, Kat, Wong, and I forgot the other person's name, Stacy, for helping me put this on today.
Oh, nice.
My whole costume. No, I'm kidding. I didn't have a costume crew. This was a lot of work. DT helped. He just liked to focus on putting the boobs in, but he helped me.
Hey, what can I say? I'm a boob guy.
In more ways than one.
All he did was tape up his rope ones.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Just bought them in a ball.
That's really messed up. You guys know that these are my real boobs. I just let them out. I normally tape them down, but these are my real boobs.
Yeah.
And they are perky. Thank you, Doug. So I was saying.
A little bit of nip slip.
Doug said you're going Brazilian, too.
I am. So Halloween is upon us. It is Tuesday.
Yes.
What are your plans, DT? You are always out gallivanting, trying to hold on to your college years.
Actually, I have no Halloween plans.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying.
On Halloween night, we're probably going to pass out candy.
We're going to see, or you will, Lip, because I don't watch his snaps. Because every time I look at his Snapchats, he's having fun.
Okay.
We're going to see him at some party, somewhere on the streets. And the Phoenix of the South having a good time.
You know what?
And you're downplaying it right now.
You know what? I don't think I have any classes next week on Wednesday. So you know what? I might turn up.
See, I told you.
At home.
Hold on for those final few years of college. You still got the looks. You're still keeping it tight, but eventually that will fade.
I got a year before I turn 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God. Lip, how long has it been since you turned 30?
4 years.
4 years. So Lip is 38 years old. I know how to do the math. What? Lip, what are you going to do? You got the brand new baby. She's got to be into Halloween now, even though she's scared of everything that blinks.
Nah, I don't know. Probably just bag snatch.
Bag snatch?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to get drunk and go bag snatching. That sounds fun.
You can't do that.
Why?
Get drunk and go bag snatching, then you get arrested for theft, and public urination.
You just find out what the most popular costume is, you dress in that, and they'll never know which one you are.
Exactly.
Mama Clump. That's the most popular costume today.
Actually, I'm going as 11.
That is the most popular. What is the most popular costume?
I don't know. We should have done our research.
Thank you, boys. Google. I appreciate it. Everybody, 15,000 computers in here, and nobody's moving.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm over here trying to catch my breath from these big-ass titties on my chest, I can't because I can't even see. I don't know how you ladies deal with these things right up under your chin. I don't understand. And Lady K said I look beautiful.
Top 10 trending?
What are the top 10 trending Halloween costumes?
Wonder Woman. Is one?
Really?
That's what it
says. I can kind of say that, but I forgot to let Lady K into the studio. All right, Lady K, come into the studio. There she is. She's here. All right, what is the top?
Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Harley Quinn.
Who's Harley Quinn? Is that the chick from the Batman thingy?
Yeah, but they're doing the Suicide one.
Okay. Clown. Oh, Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Clown slash it.
Okay.
Unicorn.
Unicorn.
A rabbit.
Rabbit.
A witch.
A mouse.
Mouse.
You're gonna pirate. Say moose?
Mouse.
Pirate.
Wait, you can go as moose?
Zombie. Oh, yeah. Zombie. Or the inflatable dinosaur.
Okay, can we put some rules on some
next
of these?
To Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a trending Halloween costume?
Well, probably. In this picture of the dinosaurs right now.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of dudes with tiki torches for Halloween pretending to be neo-Nazis. I'm just saying.
Oh.
I guarantee it.
Why?
I guarantee.
Ow, no.
You're going to see dudes with polos and boar shorts on. Well, not boar shorts, cargo shorts. And they're going to be walking with tiki torches, and they're going to have hats on to say, "Make America Great Again." And it's going to be like the neo-Nazi starter pack. I guarantee that's a Halloween costume.
What basis do you have on that fact, that thought?
Because people always pick the most messed up thing to go as for Halloween. Like, that's what's the funniest thing? When Harambe got shot,
everybody
was dressed up as Harambe.
Well, if they want to go at the most messed up thing, then people should go as a kneeling NFL player.
Right? I'm gonna go as Colin Kaepernick.
And you would have to have a sign in front of you at all times that says unemployment line?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna be dressed up as a football player with a Kaepernick jersey, and I'm gonna have a sign that says, "We'll throw a ball for food."
Oh. That's okay. I like that. Or you could just go as Chewbacca, which is pretty much just your night clothes. But that's okay.
Okay, so full disclosure, my Chewbacca,
your quote-unquote
my costume is literally my pajamas.
And he wore his pajamas, and don't lie, everybody knows you have a Star Wars sash. You wear it every other day, you just wear it under your clothes.
Yeah.
Right? So you wore your night, your pajamas, and Lip
just came into work.
This is my second part-time job.
As a mechanic? A very clean mechanic?
Know what they all say? All I do is clean the windows.
A window mechanic. Lip is a window mechanic.
I think they're called window technicians.
Lip's a window technician.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. So I had I'm sorry. We haven't done this in a while. I think I've come up with a way, a resolution to the political unrest in this country.
Okay. I'm listening.
Now, listen, this isn't a political show. I'm not getting on any political bandwagons. And if anybody gets offended by anything that I say, you go F yourself, because you're probably one of the people that I'm talking about. Mm. This is what I think, okay? Follow me on this, DT, because I think you are going to love this.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, you're going to be all in. I promise you're going to be all in. Lip's not going to get it, but you are going to be all in.
I'll explain it to him in English.
Yes, okay. We create an arena.
Okay.
Okay, not just any arena, a Spartacus-themed arena.
Okay.
We convert the old Woodstock land, where we had Woodstock back in the 70s. That's just a big, huge open area now.
Yeah.
We put some walls up around it, and we call that the Arena of the Unrest.
Okay.
Okay? We build a wall around it, and then one entrance and one exit. And we put weapons in the arena placed around like they did in Spartacus, but no guns.
Okay
we'll put all of the weapons in one area like they did in Hunger Games.
I'm listening.
Everyone with a political viewpoint that thinks no one else's viewpoint is right will enter the arena to fight to prove who actually is right. So you get someone that sides on this viewpoint and plays for this team, and then you get them to bring somebody in that plays for the other team. So all this bickering and talking and yabbering and all this fighting and infighting that's going on social media and inside your friends, where everybody is so uncomfortable to talk about anything, now you put action to words.
Ooh.
And you enter the arena of the unrest.
I like it.
And you fight to the death.
to the death.
Or you gather up people that have the same viewpoint as you, the people that are on your team.
Yep.
And you get together a mini army.
Ooh.
And you fight the other armies.
Mm.
No guns. You have to fight combat style. You can't be a chicken and throw your knife or shoot a gun. You have to go up and be within inches of someone to kill them.
Okay.
You won't get arrested for manslaughter. You won't get arrested for murder. You get it. Everybody seems to have so much passion and angst behind their political viewpoint. Now, in the arena of the unrest, put action behind your passion.
Put action behind your passion.
And here's the thing. Once the fight is over, the last person standing will be the victor and be the one represented political party that everyone in the country will honor.
Ooh.
There will never be any more. I never know that bed took to that level. There will never be any more arguments allowed, because that one person fought and survived and now is the one true strongest political viewpoint. So if that person left standing as Republican, everybody in America becomes Republican.
Mm.
If that person is a Democrat, everybody in America becomes a Democrat.
Ooh.
And if that person is an independent, everybody in America becomes an independent.
Ooh.
In the arena of the unrest.
Unless they all die.
And there lies the point. Everybody kills off everybody and we get over this. Yes, I almost said something.
Ooh. Oh.
You know?
Oh.
That's the whole point. Because here's the thing. The people that are going to enter into the arena are the ones that are probably stupid enough that are probably causing all the problems and are going to die anyway, and everybody dumb will be dead. And then the people that actually are normal, rational thinking people will be the ones that don't enter the arena. So we will be the ones that will be left standing.
See,
and we can get over this crap.
I kind of want to just enter the arena as a wild card. Like, I have no unrest. I have no political views.
I just
want to go in there to murk some people.
See, you're going in there with the mindset of the Purge.
Yeah.
I need you to go in there with the mindset of Spartacus, where you are going to fight for what you believe is right. Freedom of expression of your political view. No more arguments. No more infighting. No more friendships being broken because if someone doesn't agree with someone's political view. Go to the arena of the unrest.
Yo, you just converted me. I was going in there with the mindset of Crixus.
Yes.
I wanted to be the best. I just wanted to just be in there slaughtering for the glory.
Right.
But now I'm going to go in with that Crixus mindset. Believe.
Yes.
As Spartacus.
Yes.
Fighting for my
freedom. I'm telling you, the arena of the unrest. That's how we solve all this political banter. If you believe that you are 100% right, you believe that white power should be the strongest one, you believe racism should be back, enter into the arena. And if the black people don't kill you, we all go back into slavery.
Can we do the same thing for religion? Because I'm tired of being told that if I scroll down, I don't love Jesus.
Don't worry, because I guarantee that same person that's sharing that on your Facebook wall probably has a strong political viewpoint and will be in the arena. Oh. Everything leads back to the arena. I'm telling you, everything leads back to the arena. That person that keeps sending you that I have to share this with 10 of my best friends, so you have to share it with 10 of my best friends. They'll be in the arena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be in the arena. That person that you called on tech support when your internet service wasn't working, and they had a snotty attitude, they probably have a strong political viewpoint. They'll be in the arena. But the whole point is that no one will ever come out of the arena.
No one would ever.
No, they're going to fight to the death till everybody's dead. And then that way This is our way of purging the world and this country of the idiots that keep this political unrest going.
Can we put a failsafe on there?
There's the door don't open to get out. It only opens to get in.
Ooh.
And then a lion goes in and takes it.
And anybody and anyone that is left standing. Oh, we dropped the nuke. We don't need that Woodstock land much. Well, we ain't doing nothing with it.
I was going to say, well, even without the nuke, just have a sniper rifle. Somebody with a sniper just ready.
Ready to go.
Just ready. Like, oh, they're trying to escape. They're trying to work together. Pop, 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 pop.
That's an amendment. We need snipers around the top of the wall for anybody that goes in there and decides that, oh, you know what? My political viewpoint isn't that strong. Instant kill shot right to the skull. Because what they're trying to do is that they're trying to just play us up politically and say, oh, my viewpoint isn't that strong, just so that they can get out of the arena. No, there's no getting out. There's no getting out. But we don't tell them that.
I think the Kardashians have a very strong viewpoint. I think they need to go in.
Arena of the unrest.
Yeah.
Put them right in there. I think you should throw them all in there.
I'm just saying.
Line them up.
I'm just saying.
Line them up!
The president right now has very strong viewpoints.
He does. You know what? There is a presidential spot in the arena. Ain't got no walls. And you know what? Secret Service can go in and protect them all they want. Secret Service can't have their guns. That's just the rule of the arena.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do about it. Secret Service can get knives and hatchets.
And tritons.
And tritons. And they can get those little pitchforks that the haymongers use to throw hay at the cows. They can get all of that. They can't have guns, though. But trust me, in the arena, even the strong can fall.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
The arena of the unrest. Tell me that's not a good idea. Tell me that's not genius. Tell me that's not genius.
That is the best idea I think you ever had.
It solves many layers of problems.
That's the best idea you ever had since the time you double fried fries.
I know, right?
That was really good.
You can't, if they're that, put action behind your passion. You're absolutely right, Jim Amato. That is a couplet. You got to. Everybody wants to hide behind their internets. Everybody wants to preach about their political viewpoints. Everybody wants to do that. Come from behind your computer screens. Come from behind your, hell, you know what? Even the white supremacists, they can wear their hoods in the arena.
Ooh.
You know why? A knife goes through fabric.
Yeah, that's true.
A knife goes through fabric. All right, let's go to break. Maybe DTA wake up and join me on the next one. Maybe that wasn't a topic that he wanted to talk about. We'll be right back after this, and we'll take a little break on our Halloween non-spectacular spectacular show. And we're going to play about four or five commercials here so DTA can wake up. I'm Mama Clump, and this is The Mash, and these boobs are really, really sweaty.
I was looking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Surprise.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. I love Target. Target, I was actually there a few days ago and was watching and looking at, like, all of the Halloween decorations and all the fall decorations, and they even, of course, have Christmas decorations all out. I was in the store. It was a madhouse. So the first thing that I thought was to go back to fatguyradioshow.com/Target, order everything, and just pick it up at the customer service counter.
Yeah.
It would have been so much easier than trying to go to the store and pick all that stuff out.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It does. So Target is the greatest opportunity to do it. I was talking to a coworker of mine. She was like, you know, I want to, she has four kids.
Wow.
And she's like, I want to get costumes for all the kids. And we have a Target, a Super Target right up the street from her. I told her immediately about fatguyradioshow.com/Target and told her to just order it online. All you got to do, you ain't even got to go past the front door. Right to customer service to pick it up. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, welcome back to the Shoddy Woe. Whoa. You won't believe, Lip, earlier this week, what happened to me in 45 minutes of my life.
Ooh.
45 minutes of my life. Check
45
this.
45 minutes.
It, all in 45 minutes, Lip, I went to the 99-cent store.
Okay.
I talked to a cashier about using balls as boobs.
Mm.
I showed the cashier my one fingernail polish, and she grabbed my finger and she gave it a tug like this.
Mm.
That kind of tug.
Wow.
Then I drive my car and the car alarm goes off.
While you're driving it?
Yes. I got pulled over by a cop that noticed the alarm was going off. I went to get food, and an old man who feeds his dog chicken strips stood too close to me, awkwardly too close to me, and then I locked eyes with a really, really fat little girl, and she had the biggest smile that made me smile. All that in 45 minutes of time.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. You are a car aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell does your car alarm go off while you're driving?
There's usually a panic button on the like remotes that could have been pushed.
The car was started and I was rolling.
It could still go.
Really?
Yeah.
But I heard it like give the little like, you know how it gives that little warning?
Yeah.
Like it's about, the alarm's about to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went off. And there just happened to be a cop behind me. I pulled over on my own. He never even got a chance to turn his lights on. Because I had pulled off the road because it was screaming, but he pulled up right behind me. And I'm like, how in the hell could that even happen?
That or you're having some malfunctions.
That's what I thought too. And I was like, you know,
I turn it in.
I know I do need to trade it in because it's 7. You feel free to get off of the Target shot, or is it stuck?
It was stuck for a little bit. I fixed it right now.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's over 3,000 miles, right?
Yeah, it's time to get a new one.
Yeah.
I barely got an oil change on it.
I haven't even got an oil change on it.
Wow. No oil change. You're already ready to flip it?
Yep. Ready to get it out of here.
I'll take it.
Of course you would.
You know my problems.
Yeah, you have many a car problems, and I don't understand how you keep having car problems, but you keep having car problems.
Like, I don't know what it is. It's like every week, God just like,
Don't blame it on God. Blame it on your poor planning and life decisions.
Mm.
What? How is this my fault?
It's your car, so it's by default your fault.
I'm going to blame it on the boogie.
Blame it on the boogie.
Wrong one.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the one I missed?
The boogie I was thinking about was the Jackson 5. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight.
I don't know.
Don't blame it on a good time. Blame it on a boogie.
Ah. Okay, blame it on a boogie.
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on a
boogie. What are your car woes? Because I didn't like the... Thank you, Lip. What are your car woes? Thank you, Lip. Lip, your contributions to tonight's show, boys. I tell you, I am swimming upstream.
So in the last 2 weeks, I've had 2 flat tires in the same day.
Really? In one day?
In one day, it was the same tire. Like, I bought a tire, I caught a flat, bought a tire, and the tire that I bought caught a flat.
Okay, you don't realize that, you know the caveat behind why that happened, why that keeps happening.
What?
Because of the type of tires you have.
Yeah, they're low profiles.
You have those low profiles holding on to your 1990s lifestyle, and those tires all blow out, right?
Yeah.
Lip, you know about cars.
Yeah.
I have low profile tires, too, and I have my
car. Did you get, like, nails in them or something? Or
yeah, there was a screw in it.
Okay, so what did you explain to me about the low profile tires? Because I'm a rube when it comes to cars.
just that when you get like a nail or something stuck in it in the tire, if you don't pull it out and get it plugged the correct way or whatnot, there's no flex in the tire. It's like super low. Like they grip the road really well. So half the time you don't even know that you ran over something. You won't feel it. And because there's no flex and everything, like the tire overheats and it just blows out.
So the rubber is getting hot and the tire just blows out.
Yeah, there's no flex in it.
And you drive like a bat out of hell.
No, I don't.
You don't drive like grandma.
I don't drive like grandma, but I don't drive like a bat out of hell.
You do.
I drive like a seasoned NASCAR racer.
A bat out of hell. Minimum 200 miles per hour.
I don't think it's Carker 200 miles.
Michelle off of the Facebook. Corey, oh my God, what the hell are, what are you? I'm Mama Clump, Michelle.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for the opening. Oh, Sherman. I'm Mama Clump. He's Chewbacca and Lips Lazy.
Yeah.
Lips Lazy.
He didn't give a crap
window cleaner.
He is the one guy at the auto shop that cleans the windows, and he ain't good at that.
Nope.
Because he ain't even dirty.
Lips been homeless for one day.
Lips one day homeless guy.
He's like, hey, I'll clean your windows for $5.
And Jim Amato, you and I are the only ones that got the light 'em up reference because these two rubes aren't part of the O'Mara family.
Let's light 'em up.
I'm not going to explain it to you. Listen to the Mike O'Mara show. Yes, I just...
Do they do it all the time?
No.
What show should I listen to?
You would love the show where Nikki Diamond is on.
Okay, so
Nikki Diamond
is
their football analyst. And
I hate football.
Oh, well, then don't listen.
Especially our season.
I know. The Cardinals made me hate football.
I'm sorry. What are the Cardinals? The Catholic priest made you hate football?
Yeah.
What did the Catholic priest do?
They touch little boys.
Oh, wow.
And because of that, now I hate football.
Because
they're all fragile.
They are.
But they were all
broken arms.
But they were all taking a knee and stuff. So why would the Cardinals upset
taking
you?
A knee for the wrong reasons? If you know what I mean.
That's disgusting.
Praying to a couple of snakes.
Yes, Jim. They are not in the know.
No,
they are not in the know with
they're
Nikki
the snakes
Diamond.
That like to spit in your face.
Hey, shock jock snake spitter.
You want to be a snake charmer?
I am.
Oh.
What?
What?
Hmm? I can charm the pants off a snake.
No, you couldn't.
I'm Mama Clump. I can do whatever I want. Oh, Sherman. These boobs are really uncomfortable, boys. I'm not lying to you. They are very uncomfortable.
They look super uncomfortable.
They are.
Like, there you go. That looks like, now they look like real boobs. Like
now,
they were too close, but I didn't want
to. 12 feet away from each other.
Well, that's how real boobs are.
Are they way over here? I don't know. I've never touched a set of boobs.
Okay. Here's a rule of thumb. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Take your hand,
mm-hmm.
go straight down the middle to the chest, and if you go over, boop, right there every single time, you will hit the nip.
You tried that on me a few years ago, and you never hit the nip because
you have saggy titties. You got the saggiest boobs I've ever met.
Oh, my God. It looks worse when I leave. Oh! All right, I'm sorry. I told you
my heart palpitations.
This is Grandma Mama Club. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but every single time. So that's why girls' boobs can't be too close apart. Too
Lip,
close together.
Do it.
Lip
your nipples. No, not you, under your you, arm. You literally pinched under your arm.
Where my nipples at right here?
This is so.
You go
so
straight
stupid.
Down the middle. And then you just reach over and blip, blip.
Oh, you go straight down the middle, and then you reach out and touch
somebody's hand.
All right. What would you do?
Hmm? Your mom? What?
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's the second show he made reference to my mom.
His mom is beautiful, though.
I am Mama Clump. I will come across this and act like my mama and kick your ass, Cletus.
I'm sorry.
What would you do?
Lips, mom.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Lip.
I'm sorry. I've never met Lip's mom. But
I know. You've met my mom. That's what makes it even worse.
But I just looking at Lip, that sexy jalapeno he is over there.
Yeah, he is
I think his mom is like a fiery tamale.
Hey, Lip, you sure do got a pretty mouth. Oh, wait, this isn't Afterburn. Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, God knows that's not going to tape tomorrow. Thank you, DT. All right, what would you do?
You.
What would you...
Coming at you Saturday.
What would you do... Doug off of the Facebook wants to throw the Cardinals in the arena.
Oh, yeah. Throw them in the arena. Throw Rob Sarver in the arena.
Oh, who?
Rob Sarver.
Robert Sarver.
I think he's a cheesehead. Mr. Doug.
Doug is a cheesehead. What does that mean?
He's a Packers fan.
What part of Pack
Wisconsin.
You? What part of Wisconsin? Doug was born in Apache Junction, Arizona.
Oh, so he's a crack.
So he is.
All right, Doug. Anyone from Apache, anyone from AJ, smokes that crack.
That's not too close.
I mean, it's not too close if you're a 14-year-old girl.
Now just like he got Cyclops boobies.
Now they're way too far. You got boobs on your underarms. You got armpit boobs.
Hey, you want a piece of side boob?
Your boobs so far your boobs so far to the side, it looks like back boob.
Anybody wants back boob? I hate these things.
Oh, wasn't that an episode wasn't that a Scrubs reference? Back boobs?
Back boobs? No.
No, that was How I Met Your Mother. Never mind.
This is why I don't. This is why I'm not a boob man.
Stop fondling yourself, Margaret says.
I'm not, Margo. You've got these things, too, and you know how to deal with them. They get in the way or pain in the ass. And I'm lactating over here.
That's not lactation. That is sweat.
That's lactation.
And the reason why it's red is it's ragu.
I sweat ragu.
Yes.
That's a throwback. All right, I found this story that was really very interesting that I want to bring up to you guys.
What would I do if what?
A 10-year-old boy led Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers on a car chase with speeds reaching 100 miles per hour.
Mm. Ooh.
How old was he again?
10.
Wow.
According to the police, the boy took the family's vehicle from their home around 9 a.m. His father reported the vehicle missing. Around 9:15, a driver called to report the car was being chased by another red vehicle. Driven by the boy's mama.
Wow.
3 Westlake officers tried to stop the boy as he drove through Erie and Lorain counties, sometimes reaching speeds up to 96 miles per hour. The Ohio State Highway Patrol took over the chase once the boy entered the Ohio Turnpike.
Wow.
Troopers attempted to stop the vehicle by boxing it in and putting stop sticks out, but the boy avoided them by driving through a ditch.
Mm.
The boy attempted to re-enter the road, but became stuck in the ditch, causing the chase to end at 121 mile post in Erie County. The boy was taken into custody. He attempted to spit in several troopers' faces, kicking one of them in the chin, according to the Ohio State Highway Patrol. This is also the second time this little MF-er has taken his mother's car for a joyride. On October 16th, the boy's mother said that her Dodge Charger was stolen out of her driveway. The boy was found driving with 3 flat tires in a high-speed lane on I-90.
Wow.
The boy said he was bored and decided to take the car for a ride. According to police report. You know what, DT? You and I are of the same mind. Because the first thing that I wanted to know was what color is this little boy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because he's a little boy and because this is in the news, they don't release pictures of him. But I had the BDB little nerdniks in the back do some research. No one came up with anything definitive. But the closest we got was a picture of a little white boy. Because when you think about it, no little ashy Negro boy is going to do this.
First of all, if they got those many cars in the parking lot at a Negro house, they selling drugs.
They selling drugs.
So he ain't going to do anything because he's going to get shot.
They selling drugs or their dad plays in the NBA. What?
Yeah.
One or the other. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't too many colored people that have multiple cars. Like, you know, me, I have multiple cars, but I'm not colored.
Second of all, if there's a little black boy, the moment he got hit in the ditch, got stopped in a ditch, his body would have been ditched in the ditch because he would have got shot.
There ain't no way he'd still be alive to be arrested. Mm.
They would have choked him out on pure principle.
Taser, Marco
for
says.
For him trying to spit and kick at the troopers.
So he had to be. So our little sleuths down the hall should probably are safe to say that the picture of the boy that they found was a little white little boy. And this picture that they found, we can't share it because it's a child.
Yeah.
We can't post it, so we don't have it to post. But the picture that they found was of a devious looking little boy.
Ooh.
To steal your mama's car twice. Not once, but twice because you bored. If he was a little colored little Negro spiritual.
So is it a video game?
The cops would have never had a chance to get involved.
Nah.
His mama would have took her chonkla and beat the dog hell out of him. And then guess what? The mama would have been arrested for beating a kid.
Yeah.
That's how it would have played out. But there ain't no way. He got away with spitting in the officer's face. Away with kicking one in the shin. Chin checked him with his foot.
Mm. I mean, I've read a story where a lady threw her kid in the oven and turned it on.
Yes.
Because she was crying too loud.
Right.
Because.
Warmed the baby up to the point where it was Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, because minority parents don't play around when it comes to their silence.
Yeah, number one.
I told you.
It wasn't a black mama that put that baby in the oven.
I said minorities. I didn't give a specific minority.
No, we need to call it like it is. Was she Negro or was she not Negro?
She was not Negro.
See, I'm telling you.
She wasn't Caucasian.
I'm going to tell you why she wasn't Negro. Because Negro mamas know that turning that oven on going to rum their bill up.
Yeah.
And we ain't got time to be trying to kill our kids and run up our air conditioning bill at the same
time. The only time you turn the oven on and leave it running is when it's winter.
Yep.
And he's heating up the house.
You know why? Because yeah. It's cheaper to that run that stove than it is to run the heater. I'm telling you right now, folks, I know a couple of poor black people.
We just had a conversation today about how like ghetto we were.
Yeah.
Like, and my first car was a.
Hey, we used to be ghetto.
Now I'm bougie. Your bougie's rubbing off on me. No, I'm still not all the way there.
No, you're not because you're still living in the wrong area of town. But you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
You had a chance to escape when you lived with me when you stored your stuff at my house for 3 months.
I remember driving a Mercury Sable,
uh-huh.
My first car.
Grandma's car.
The AC went out, and instead of us fixing the AC, we took the hose and said, forget it, we're just going to bypass the heating coils and just put the AC straight through. So it worked. It was blowing cold air all the time.
All the time.
And in Arizona, that's good because, you know, like 95% of the year is hot.
Yeah.
But this was like one of our coldest winters.
Of course.
And I'm driving this car to school my junior year. Me and my older sister are sharing a blanket in the front seat. We got full jackets
in
on
the
and
car.
I'm driving with gloves. Our windows are rolled up and we're still blowing fog. And we're like
those were back in your ghetto years.
Back in my ghetto years.
I got a better ghetto year story for you. Now, I'm bougie. I'm to the point where even though I'm dressed up for Halloween, I still have Maybelline on. Because no
one. Ladies and gentlemen, he went to Mac. Don't let him lie. It's not Maybelline.
You're right.
He went to Mac.
It is Mac because my girl Margo off of the Facebook, she would be very upset if I told her I was wearing CoverGirl or Maybelline. It's Mac. It's definitely Mac, and I have 4 people apply it to my face and paint my nails, but that's beside the point. But I can one-up your ghetto lifestyle, your former ghetto lifestyle.
Okay, let me hear it.
I can't do it right now. We got to take a break. That's a teaser right there. So stick around after the commercial. Oh, Sherman. This is so fabulous. This is just so wonderful. Oh, you're playing a little bit of Michael Jackson. Scream, I see. I'm going to try to talk this up. This is a wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm Mama Clump. Here comes the scream right here. See, what people don't know is that Michael Jackson, he actually stubbed his toe in the studio. And that's him getting fixed right there. He's going to scream again. Oh, that was Janet. She came in now. She stubbed her toe in the beginning of this music. But it is so much fun. This is Michael Jackson's Scream. Sing it, Michael. Wait, they got another breakdown right here. Scream again. Michael Jackson. We'll be right back after this on Fat Girl Radio Show.
the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Hello, this Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show After Burn Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the After Burn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice, because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This evening, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from, because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
A good day for Vimeo. You really want to watch the video. Lip, I'm so glad you're into this, Lip. Calm down. Hell. Who's this segment about? I'm out of breath now.
I don't know.
Halo 6.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Halo 6, ladies and gentlemen, is lipstick proof. I can tell you. It's chewing proof, too. It's lipstick proof and... what is this stuff called on my fingernails? Nail polish proof. That's true. I went way too far in this damn costume, and I'm very, very uncomfortable. But I'm not uncomfortable holding my Halo 6, because my Halo 6 is premium quality, American-made e-liquids, and with e-liquids that come in flavors to match any smoker's desire. I love it. You know what I realized the other day, DT?
What?
It is almost going to be a year since I've had an actual real cigarette.
Wow.
And you know what I realized, to get a little serious about this? You both have been to my home. Remember I used to have piles of cigarettes on the right side of my garage? Because I used to flick all the butts over there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was an F-bomb that just dropped in that song. I didn't realize that that's no longer a problem. And the song just went right off the cliff.
I know, right?
He just got so scared he just stopped the whole song. Halo 6, through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the Halo 6 banner. But it's very true. I realized that me not smoking traditional tobacco anymore ridded me of having... I used to run out and sweep those things up when my mom would come over. Yeah. I used to have to pay my landscapers, when I had a landscaper, extra money to blow them out of the rocks. And then the ashtrays that I have on my back patio... they're just covered in dust and dirt because they haven't been used in so long.
Yeah.
And I never realized that it's almost been a full year. And it's, you know what else is weird?
What?
I haven't been inside the QT up the street from my house in that long because the only reason why I went to QT was to get cigarettes.
Mm.
So I'm like, because it was so funny, because I went in there the other day to use the bathroom, and my girl Ruth, who works behind QT, she says, I thought you left the state. Because I was in there every other week to buy cigarettes, and I'd always chatter up. And I'm like, no, Ruth, I just stopped smoking. She's like, that's why all our cigarettes are in stock. She said, congratulations. I said, I've gone all electronic. She said, I don't know. I've tried electronic, and it doesn't work. I told her about Halo 6, but it was so funny how so many things that were so routine and so mundane in my life changed the moment I stopped smoking traditional tobacco products.
That's what's up.
And you can do the same thing at Halo 6. Man, that was a good Halo 6 banner. Thank you, Margot. Doug is upset that I don't have any cleavage, but that's not what we're here for.
No one wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see it. It looks like ground beef anyway because I forgot to shave. I keep moving these around because they keep getting sweaty. They're up against my skin.
Rotate them.
But then they just rotate to more sweat.
Yeah, but then they...
I should have worn a shirt under the shirt, but I have...
You should have wore a shirt under the shirt and then a bra.
You know what? I actually looked for a bra, and I saw them on Amazon, but I didn't know what size my boobs were going to be.
You look about like, if I have to judge... And Lady K, let me know if I'm right. I'm going to go with a 36 double D.
36 double D? What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that did it for me.
This is the
I'm done.
We didn't even get to one of the songs from that Obama plays. Here's my ghetto story. You had your ghetto story with your AC bypassing the heat and then freezing your Chewbacca off in the winter.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
I can one-up you because I ain't always been the most polished, sustaining white man that you see before you today.
Yeah.
There was a time that I have been... I'm sorry, I have to pause because it's just very timely. Our buddy off of... Facebook.
Jim Amato.
He guessed my boobs at 54 GG. Mm. Margo guessed my boobs at 44 triple D.
Ooh.
And Doug guessed my boobs at 56 triple F. I like Doug's 56. Hey, y'all leave my boobs alone.
Those are some weapons of mass melons.
Yeah.
Weapons of mass lactation.
Wow.
Weapons of mass.
Come on, you can do it.
Pasteurization.
My boobs do not put out pasteurized milk. They're non-pasteurized. They run right past your eyes. Thank you very much.
Weapons of mass molestation.
off the Facebook Live, Doug Engel chimes in. They're a mouthful.
They're a mouthful.
Oh, Margo.
But whose mouth?
Oh. I know how to do it. I know how to fix it. There we go. That's how we do it. She was in an accident.
Mm. Hey, hold on. Corey, real quick. Okay. I just need you to calm your tits.
Calm down, tits. We can't say that word too many times. We'll get in trouble. Okay, all right.
Calm your breasts.
Calm your mammary glands. Thank you. All right, so I haven't always been... Jesus Christ. Now I see why Eddie Murphy hated doing that movie. It is so uncomfortable. You wearing your freaking 99 clothes. Lip is just dressed like he's ready to go back to work.
I don't know about you, but I have clothes underneath this. I should have went full commando because I am sweating up a storm right now. I feel like I know why people hate being mascots.
Yes.
Because that's what I feel like I am right now, a mascot.
Okay, well, after the show, you can go full commando.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. I can't even do it without knocking my microphone, and my boobs are in the way. Sherman. Okay, so
newfound respect for women who clap all the time.
I know. And Lady K, I'm not gonna say that tweet.
What did she say?
I'm not gonna say it on the air.
But what did she say?
She's gonna say, "How'd you know that that was my boob size?"
Oh, I got her boob size.
I'm just
saying, Lady K, you know me.
I'm gonna get to my story. He is a boob guy. I'm not a boob guy. That's why these things are getting on my nerve. You know what I like?
Look at that booty.
I just wanted to do this because Lady K likes it when I shimmy.
I want the booty. Back up.
Give
booty.
Her some more boobs.
I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Shaking that booty. I saw the booty. I want the booty. Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty. Give up the booty. Loving the booty. Round.
You look like Roseanne.
I want the booty. Hunting the booty. Chasing the booty.
Folks, if you're listening to the audio playback of this, you're probably saying this is a really bad show. Go to the Vimeo feed. It's our Halloween spectacular. You'll want to see this. All right. My ghetto story is coming up after the break on FatGuyRadioShow.com. My ghetto story, and then our Instagram follower post of the week. Maybe not in that particular order.
Okay.
But you got to stay tuned. Get ready, Jim, because if you miss a little, you miss a lot. We'll be right back on FatGuy Radio Show. Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Now, I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me as scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's going on the way.
What?
Oh, I was just saying some of those openers. They're wacky, they're zany. With that scary background, make for hilarious video.
I love it. We should just go to the background and just play those for the rest of the show.
It was a Saturday evening, if I remember it right. And
I'm kidding.
Oh. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. All right, so let's get to it, and then we'll end the show on my ghetto story. All right, here we go. Instagram follower post of the week. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. All right, it is time for the segment that everybody loves so much. Yes, another one. It's the Instagram follower post of the week. All right, and this week's Instagram follower post of the week comes from @simply_7.
Ooh.
S-E-7-E-N. Who posted a picture of Legos scattered across the floor in a hallway and on an area rug. And the picture is captioned, "Legos helping parents teach their kids swear words since 1949.
Bro, I lived that life.
I'm telling you.
I don't even have kids. But when I was living with my best friend and his two kids, I swear they were nice when I was like, oh, I need something to drink. I wake up and my room is on the backside of the house.
Uh-huh.
So I had to navigate in the darkness because I didn't want to wake them up.
Of course.
In the darkness, I had to navigate the Lego jungle it was a gauntlet of Legos from my room all the way to the kitchen and back. And oh my gosh, every time I stepped on one, I bit back those words, I would get dumped on this show 15 times the way I was talking.
Lip would just drop off the rest of the show.
Like, you might as well just end the show now, because if I step on a Lego, I'm like, you mother... like, oh my God.
If you never know pain until you step on a Lego, whether you have on socks, the Legos have power to go through a flip-flop or a house shoe.
They can go through a sneaker if it's the right Lego.
If it's the right Lego, it'll go through a sneaker. You damn right about that. You don't know pain and anger until you stepped on a Lego barefoot.
Oh. Women always say, oh, men getting kicked in the nuts, that's no problem. They don't know any pain until they have childbirth. Lady, I stepped on Legos.
Yeah.
I know childbirth.
I know childbirth, too, until you step on AJ was banned from having Legos until he was older. And then I never bought him the assorted bucket of Legos. Mm-hmm. I only bought him the Lego set so I know that there wasn't a piece in there that didn't need to be attached to something. So I would lessen the probability of one of them pieces ending up on the floor.
Okay.
Because I tell you one time, if I would have stepped on one of his Legos, he would have did a backflip so far. He would have blinked. I would have hit him so hard his mama's eyes would have blinked.
You know what's worse than stepping on a Lego?
What?
It's when you play pretend with your kids, or like, in my case, my god kids, and they make you a pretend pizza out of Legos, and you actually didn't eat one of the Legos, and then you gotta pass the Lego.
Yeah!
Passing a Lego is like passing a kidney stone. I'm just saying, it is the worst feeling ever.
Don't eat Legos.
They say non-toxic, but that don't mean they don't hurt.
That don't mean they go cut, they not go scrape up your esophagus, lower intestine, small intestine, and your booty. If your booty gets hurt by a Lego passing, I know a very good lesbian surgeon. She'll be able to hook you up.
I don't know how I ate one pizza Lego and pooped out a Death Star. I'm just saying. I don't know how that happened.
Was it put together right?
It was already put together, and you know what's
sealed
funny?
So the Legos don't come apart.
Senator Palpatine was on the top.
Really?
And I was like, bro, like, and he was shooting Thunderbolt at my butt crack. Uh-huh, I was like, bro, maybe that's why it stung so much. Yeah. It was like, try maximum power,
dude. I'm telling you, Thunderbolts out the butt do sting.
They do.
Trust me.
But Legos,
Lip, really? If you yawn right now, so help me God, I'm gonna stab you in your jugular vein
with a Lego.
With a Lego. You don't know pain until you pass. I passed a Lego one time, and one of them little Lego dump trucks came out.
I much rather wrestle with a rock.
Yes.
Than step on a barefoot Lego.
I'd rather go into the arena than step on. Matter of fact, you know what? When I go into the arena of the unrest, I'm taking Legos.
How did I know that was coming?
I'm taking Legos and just spreading them out
just
everywhere.
Throwing them all over the sand.
And everybody will kill themselves from the pain, and then everybody on the country will have to bow down to my political view, which is level Washington and start over in Maine.
We're going to build the whole country on Legos.
I tell you, and that way everybody be afraid to walk. You know what? Screw that. Police don't need guns.
They need Legos.
They need Legos.
I just figured out how we can get the incarceration rate down.
How?
If we build all the beds out of Legos,
yep,
criminals will not want to go back to prison because they know they have to sleep on Legos.
Or if prisoners that are in jail end up having to go to solitary confinement, we give them a bed of Legos, but we put the bed upside down. Ooh. There ain't nothing worse than stepping on the hole of the backside of the Lego. Oh. That is a spot for all of the nerves in your foot to go in and relax in there before jetting back out and shooting a sensory pain jet up to your brain and making you use words. Hell, I stepped on Legos, I made up cuss words.
Hey, I'm just saying, the new capital punishment should be made. Criminals have to walk in Lego-made flip-flops.
Now, Margo takes it off to a whole nother level, but Margo, I still think Lego pain out rings the pain of stubbing your pinky toe on a metal bed frame.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, I am right now, my feet hurt just thinking about that.
You know what's worse than stubbing your pinky toe on a metal bed frame?
Stubbing your penis?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't how did that happen?
I don't
understand.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Lady K.
Stubbing your pinky toe on a Lego bed frame.
Oh! So I haven't always been ghetto. Oh, yeah, and that's Instagram follower post of the week. Thank you, Lip.
Drawing.
All right, so I haven't always been fancy.
No.
I know. It's shocking. People think I grew up in a baby bed made of hamburger buns. It's not true.
Contrary to popular beliefs, ladies and gentlemen, he did not wake up like this.
I didn't.
Okay, he went to bed like that.
I went to bed like that. And somebody please tweet me how to take off fingernail polish and lipstick, because I don't know.
Acetone.
Dude, how did you know what tone my ass plays? Thank you, Lip, for the Lip. Lip is so tired, and he's pissed that I made him dress like that. Lip, look at me. We do it for the cause of entertaining. Entertaining the three people on Facebook Live.
Right.
I'm kidding. So here's the thing. When I was not, before I became, you know, white.
Yeah.
I was black.
What?
I know. Shocker. I know. Give it a moment to let it sink in.
Okay.
But yes, before I was white, I was black. It's not something that I like to admit quite often because I'm a little bit, you know, people only know. I only came out when I became white.
Oh.
I was inside. I was introverted. I didn't want to embrace being colored because I don't like the way you people are treated. So I became black. I became white.
Oh, okay. Mm. I mean, I wish I could switch up.
You can't. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't have money.
So before I became white.
Okay.
I had a 1979 Chevy Monte Carlo car.
Okay.
What I'm laughing at is that Lip is so disinterested in doing this show today. I mean, he could be 55 different places right now other than right here in Studio G. He does not want to be here. Lip, you don't want to be here right now, do you?
I'm tired.
Oh, okay. I'll stop picking on you. I thought he had an attitude earlier, and that's pretty amazing.
Are you hangry?
I'm not hangry. I'm just tired.
He's just poopy tired. And then you're making him do extracurricular work after
I know.
The show.
I'm so sorry, but I appreciate
but
you, it.
Yeah, he's sorry, but he doesn't care that you're tired.
No, I do care.
No, he didn't care because if he says, I'm sorry, I'll find something else, some other way to do it. But well, no, he doesn't care.
Well, would you give me a ride?
No, absolutely not. I don't go that way. Uber, Lyft.
Hopefully.
Thumb Uber. A ride, show some ass. That's how you get around this city, by Uber, Lyft, thumb a ride, or show some ass.
My
ass. Cash or grass. Everybody's got to pay. Every man's got a price. Line them up.
I'm just saying. Uber,
I just did that for Jim.
An Uber from here to my house, from the studio to my house.
Uh huh.
That's like a $200 Uber.
That's not a $200 Uber.
No, it's at least 90 bucks.
I Ubered around a city that I had never ever been to. Washington of the D. Period. C. Period.
By the time I got to leave here, it's surcharge hours.
Well, then you're going to surcharge your ass right over there instead of inconveniencing our disinterested executive producer.
Nope. Lip. Suck it up, Lip.
So before I became white.
All right. We're not going to let you get to this story. We don't care about your ghetto.
No one cares.
About your ghetto
I'm
car.
I'm just trying to
Lip.
Get.
So back to you, man. Have you had some chamomile tea? Like when you get home, get a nice little bath going.
Yeah.
And get your wife to go ahead and put on that Barack Obama playlist.
Yeah.
And that way, the moment you get in the tub, the hot, warm water, you'll already get finished. If you don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and get a last month episode of Afterburn.
Absolutely. And then you look at your wife when she gets a face of discomfort and discontentment with your barking orders, and you look at her straight in her beady little eyes, and you say, baby, I'm Tasty Lip.
Ooh, Tasty Lip.
And no woman, man, beast, or child can refute. My teeth.
Oh, my teeth fell out.
My teeth almost fell out. Did you see that?
gotta put my mouth back in.
Oh, good. No one can refuse. I cannot say that.
Refuse?
Word. Refute.
Refute? Refute?
I talk for a living and I can't say refute.
It's
cool.
Oh,
I just said it. No one can refute the taste.
That was like the weirdest. Refute.
No one can refute the Tasty Lip.
All right, so before you were black.
So I was black.
Or before you were white.
And I used to have shelf speakers in my back seat, and I thought they were big boom boom speakers.
Big boom boom speakers. Are you sure you're not black still? I got the big boom booms. This is the big boom boom speakers.
I had the big boom boom speakers. But we're moving up now.
Now you got the little boom boom speakers.
No, now I got Apple CarPlay. And
that's cool. Right now,
subwoofers.
In my car, I'm bumping studio monitors.
And yeah, you could have Apple CarPlay.
Can I?
Yeah, you definitely can get Apple CarPlay because I'm sure it's going to come in the Uber that's going to take you home from the show tonight. All right, ladies, that would have been really funny if people. Okay, Lip, I understand you're tired.
Your thing is not turned up.
What do you mean it's not turned up? It's all the way up. That doesn't have to be on.
You were way too into that.
I really like having big, huge knockers. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
I really like them. I'm rocking the billboard. Only Margo will know what that means.
All I heard you was bitching all day about them.
I wasn't bitching about
it. Right? All show is like, oh, my back hurts. They're too big.
They're all
sweaty. Underneath, I got a wipe. I need pillowcases to catch all the sweat. And then he's like, oh, I love my boobs. You're like every female I've ever met with big boobs.
So you're dating a whole lot of mama clumps.
No, the big boob girls always talk about how they hate having big boobs, and then like
my back does hurt them. And my feet hurt, my ankles are swollen.
Don't slap God in the face.
Hey,
keep the big boobs.
I had to get a good bra because these are the ones where nobody told me you have to wear a sports bra in the aerobics class. I mean, I literally sucker punched myself with my own titty.
Well, that's better than the time you gave yourself a heart attack coming out the shower.
I told you that was a secret. You weren't supposed to tell nobody.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Wrong clump.
Oh, my bad.
And what's really funny is that I should have worn underwear and shorts under this because I feel so free.
I'm going to get a muumuu to go on top of this Chewbacca outfit.
Muumuu on top of the Chewbacca outfit that's on top of your clothes. And don't forget, you forgot to take off your football uniform.
I did, didn't I?
Hey, just think of it this way. There was a day back in the day where you were cold all the time.
This
is payback for you.
Now I'm hot all the time.
This is payback for you bypassing your heating coil. We get funny at the end of the show. It's great.
All right. I'm going to throw up on the mic.
We're going to run out of bed. I got to start that over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for our Halloween spooktacular. Next week, I believe we're going to be on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me give you a little updates on why the schedule keeps changing for the tapings of the show. It happened last year around this time all the time because I go back into GCU shooting. Lip has a new job, so we have to fluctuate sometimes between Wednesday and Thursday. It's another reason to make sure that you have your notifications turned on all your social sites that Fat Guy Radio Show is on so that you can be aware to join us live if you are a live viewer. We understand our live viewers are a very small part of our audience, but we love our live viewers. We love hearing from Doug, Margo, Mata Martha, of course, Lady K. She comes into the virtual studios. Michelle and Doug, everybody that has been chiming in, Jim, we love you guys doing that. So just pay attention to social media and you'll find out if we're going to be on a Wednesday or Thursday, or there may be a couple of times where we're going to be on a Friday. But that's because we're not going to give you a week where there's no show.
Yeah.
We're going to push through every week until the holidays, folks, to live it. And Lip, next month, are we bringing back Lip's holiday gift feature? Are we going to do that where you feature a holiday Amazon holiday gift?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's
ooh,
look,
nice.
Look forward to that. Lip's going to be selecting Amazon gifts to recommend for your holiday giving.
Ooh.
It went over very well 2 years ago when we did it. And then we didn't do it last year for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe we were blocked by somebody. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we got to start the bed again because I talked over it. That's it. Good night. All right. So this show, ladies and gentlemen, has been brought to you by. Sorry to Justin Bieber, we plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Today's shipping comes with more than you realize. And trust me, I was having a problem with Netflix. And I am glad that I am a Amazon Prime subscriber because after I gave Netflix really, really high praise last week, they took off the remaining seasons of Bones.
Wow.
Bones is completely gone from Netflix now.
Wow.
Screw you, Netflix. I'm all Amazon Prime. And after Stranger Things pops out tomorrow, I'm done. I'm off Netflix. I'll watch that and I'm done. Then when something else comes out on Netflix, I'll go through, get the free trial, and then close it. I can be ghetto just like everybody else does and rob at Netflix. But I won't be robbing Amazon because Amazon Prime, I love it because guess what they have? Every season of Roseanne!
Nice.
Thank you, Amazon Prime, at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon Prime. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Good night.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up?
I'm Mama Clump, reminding everybody that skinny people...
That's us.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, push them into the arena of the unrest and tell them they'll make you laugh and depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top, baby. Oh, my baby. Oh, Sherman. Thank you, Lil.